What I'm going to do is just a few questions, and I'll use them out of a break coming in on over the weekend. Brandon Belt's at bat, 21 pitches. Give me your thoughts about that. You've been around the game a long time. What are you thinking as you're watching that unfold?
I've never seen anything like it. Really, truly amazing. And on both sides, really. I mean, for Belt to foul off that many pitches and for this young pitcher to throw that many strikes, just incredible. It was part of history because I guess it's never been done. But if we had a guy on the club, Marty, that you would make me pick to do something like that, it would be Brandon Belt. Because, you know, he does have a tendency to foul off a lot of balls. So when you have a guy that has that kind of at bat, he sees 40 pitches in a game, then you're probably going to do something to the starter.
I thought it was amazing. How about as a catcher? I mean, you've caught so many pitchers and you've seen so many at bats. Who was the guy who could foul pitches off that you remember?
I just remember the little pesky hitter sometimes that stayed inside, and they would inside out the ball, would foul a lot of pitches off. Rose could foul off a lot of pitches. P. Rose, fight him off, and he could run your count up. And I'll say this, on our side, we were having fun with it, wear him down, wear the pitcher down. On the other side, it's not a lot of fun when a hitter has a long at bat, because you know those pitches are mounting, and it's probably going to catch up with your pitcher later. Then you looked at the third or fourth inning, their guy's velocity went down from 95 to 90, 91. So no question it affected them.
The other part of that play, I'd like to get just a quick thought on the double play he turned where Cueto was on the back end of it.
Yeah, turning point in the game. We had a play there. We reviewed it. We didn't get the call. They ended up getting the bases loaded. And, it's a critical part of the game. And that's why defense can win ball games for you. And Belt, he's got a good arm. He's got a good quick release and gave a nice feed to Crawford and Johnny. If you notice, when pitchers have a double play with the bases loaded, they seem to get the first lot quicker. They want to save that run from scoring, and it was just a beautiful play. And, that's as emotional as you'll see Johnny. I mean, he had plays with a lot of emotion, but he was pretty fired up then.
We got a lot of calls on the show, and I was waiting for your sister to call from Florida. But if Trout would have come up with the bases loaded and a two-run lead, could you walk him and face the next guy, Upton?
Well, you could walk him. That's certainly an option. So, and that's something you have to think about. Now, you're putting your pitcher in a tough situation, but you're also looking at probably the best player in the ball game. And, you go into the game saying, this is a guy we don't want to beat us. So, I would have had a tough call, but, I probably would have tried to get him out. But with the thought, just don't give in, and we want them all to be just terrific pitches. But with that said, we tried that with Bonds when I went against him, and we made mistakes and paid for it.
All right. Pleasure having you on. Thanks, Bruce.
Hey, Marty, always good seeing you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Absolutely.